from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
I think the AFC South can be had, J-Lo.
Yeah.
I think the AFC South can absolutely be had. And here's what I mean. All the teams in the AFC South have difficult schedules. Particularly on the front end. I think out of the gate, it's going to be a challenge for each and every one of these teams in the AFC South, the Texans included.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not excluding the Texans from this mix. All I'm saying is I like their chances the best, J-Lo. I like their chances the best. I feel like that this is an opportunity for the Texans to create a different type of path from what they had last year. And we understand the cliche, every year is different.
Yeah.
I truly believe that in this case, that if they are on their game, if they are on top of it, they can create some separation early because the schedule is daunting for the AFC South.
It's, you know, the proverbial, it's a long season. I get that. The first five or six games of a season, we know that can change the entire, you know, trajectory of a team. Ask Bill O'Brien about that, you know, about how the first few games of a season can affect things. You know, the day the NFL schedules came out, I was looking at the Texans schedule and I'm like, man, those first 5 weeks, if the Texans can get things done those first 5 weeks, they're going to be in good shape. And that's not even looking at the rest of the AFC South. The rest of the AFC South, they don't have, by the way, Texans at Indy, Bears at home Sunday Night Football, at Minnesota, Jacksonville at home, Buffalo at home.
How do you think they do in that? You just laid it out. How do you think that they, and let's do it again. Colts, Bears, Vikings, Jags, Bills. How do you think they do?
Three home games. I'm going to give them three wins on the home games and then beat Minnesota.
So you got them beating the Bears at home. You got them beating the Jags at home. You got them beating the Bills at home.
Yeah.
And beating Minnesota on the road. They lose the opener to the Colts.
I think they could. I think they can go 4-1. I think they can go 4-1 right there.
I like the record that you've got there. I don't have them.
Maybe
losing.
Not in that order. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe mine might be a little different. I think I've got the Bills as being the one. Like, I think I got them winning the first four games and then losing to the Bills.
Okay. But I don't like the Bills. You know that.
Yeah.
I get it.
So my whole logic is I just feel like that's going to be the first game where there is, and this might be a shot at Trevor Lawrence, but it's the first, and no disrespect to Caleb Williams, who I think is going to be legit, but it's the first game where the established quarterback on the other side is somebody that I feel like you've got to respect and acknowledge is a great in the game.
But
I just don't want to overlook them. But my point is, I like the Texans and how they fare against this fairly difficult start to the season than I do say, let's roll out Jacksonville's first few games, right?
Mm-hmm.
They start off on the road. The majority of their first five games are on the road. They start off on the road against Miami. Then they get the Browns at home. Mm-hmm. I can see them losing both of those games.
Yeah.
Then they go on the road to Buffalo. Could see them losing that game on the road. Then they go on the road to Houston.
Yeah.
Okay. And then they host the Colts.
Yeah.
So, like, I could very well see that being the first game that they win. You know, so that to me, I like the first five games for the Texans a lot better than I would like the first five games for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Well,
yeah.
Well, look at the Colts.
Texans.
All right. And that's at home.
Yep.
And I just said I could see them lose, the Texans losing that game. But then they go to the Packers.
Got them losing.
Bears at home. Steelers. And then at Jacksonville. That's not necessarily crazy difficult, but that's no gimme.
I could see the Bears getting them.
Yeah.
I could see the Steelers getting them.
Yeah.
I could see Jacksonville getting them. Like, I don't think they're going to lose all three of those games, but those are ones that are like kind of 50-50 pick 'em games to me, honestly. And I do expect them, like, I got them losing to the Texans to start the season. I got them losing to the Packers to start the season. They lose to the Bears and they're 0-3. You think about that. And
that's what I'm talking about. It could come off the rails quick.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. And again, the next two after that are not gimmies. To me, the point is there is an opportunity for the Texans, if they take care of business, to create some early separation, because it is difficult in the first part of that season. And I view this early part for the biggest challengers to the Texans to be a little bit more difficult than the Texans themselves.
Yeah, and even if you want to just look, I'm sure some people are curious, if you want to look at the Titans, who are kind of full of themselves and feeling like they're a contender, even though nobody here thinks they will be. Boy, talk about a schedule that could send you off the rails early. Okay, so they go to Chicago to open the year.
Got them losing.
Then they have the Jets in a healthy early season, Aaron Rodgers, and they might have Devontae Adams for all we know.
Got them losing again.
By then.
Got
Packers is their third game. And then at Dolphins, and then their fifth game is actually they have a week five bye week, which is no big help for them. They got Indianapolis at home. They got the Colts, Dolphins, Packers, Jets, and Bears.
0-5.
I'm telling you, man. It could go off the rails. I don't know about 0-5, but it could off the rails quickly.
I'm just joshing a little bit. But the thing is, again, the Texans fare better. I like their chances a lot better, and this would be 100% the opportunity.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Look, there are a lot of questions around it. The Texans, to me, have the fewest question marks, okay? You look at Indianapolis, and their whole season relies on, hey, is this quarterback, not only is he good, but can we even find out?
Yeah.
You know, like it felt like with Anthony Richardson, and this is kind of the scary part, because if he is, like if he can stay on the field, hey, man, we're in business here.
Yeah.
We're in business here in the AFC South in terms of a back and forth between quarterbacks, but their whole season is relying on a dude that couldn't get out of what did he play, 5 or 6 games, if that? Like he could not stay on the field, and their entire season is relying on a squad that was pretty much run it back and hope that this guy is healthy.
Yeah.
We've had our questions about Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence. Like we can tell that they're trying to build the infrastructure around Trevor Lawrence. The question now is Trevor Lawrence really that guy? the one, you know, the one that they paid, the one that they expect him to be? Is he the one that's really going to elevate them? I don't think we've got a great answer to that. Mm-hmm. And then there's Tennessee, who's trying like hell, but nobody believes in. Right?
They think they're it. They think that they are in it to win it. And hey, we could all be wrong on that, but I could see that schedule just slapping. By the way, new coach, new offense, everything is, you know, new to start the year. I could see them having a real bad start to the season. I do like the Colts. The Colts do scare me.
Yeah, so I want to get into this because you got them winning. It sounds like we're not picking necessarily, like we'll get closer to the schedule or closer to the season opener before we necessarily have to pick a winner. But it sounds like that looks like one for you that the Texans could be vulnerable off the rip. And that would be an interesting dynamic for me because I don't think the sky is falling if they start 0-1.
No.
But that would be a little bit of a buzzkill to go down to the Colts to start the season.
Well, it wouldn't be ideal. Put it that way. But
it sounds like you got some belief, though.
My bigger takeaway is I think they could start 4-1 and create that separation you're talking. It might not be the Colts game they lose, but I think it's a very workable schedule with a few hiccups that you can overcome with this squad. I just said I could see them losing that game. Anthony Richardson, you know, back. Obviously, you know, they have the running game. They have the coach who we all respect. They're going to be game planning for the Texans probably starting 2 weeks into training camp already, at home, all that. I could see it. I'm not saying it would happen. I could see that would be one where they could trip up. But all I'm saying is Texans could easily go 4-1 with that schedule.
Yeah, yeah. Now, the Colts, a little devil's advocate on my own point here, and not to go against what I was saying because I do believe this, but the Colts, if you want to look at it the opposite way, they do have three of their first four games at home, and you could argue the only road challenge would be the Packers, depending on how you feel about going to Jacksonville, right? So, like, their first two road games come in the first 5 weeks – and they're at Lambeau and at Jacksonville.
Yeah.
You know, so like to me, I'm not saying at Jacksonville is a cakewalk, but that, I mean, if you're going to go on the road somewhere, to me, Jacksonville would be. That's a good place to go.
Yeah.
And then these other games, Texans to open the season, Bears in week 3, Steelers the week after that, all at home. Now,
Steelers, we don't even know who their quarterback's going to be.
Yeah, we don't. And we figure whoever is going to be, that's going to be a challenge, and they're going to have to figure that thing out because there's a reason why those quarterbacks are on that team to begin with.
Yeah.
So the point that I'm making about the Texans is one that I feel like you could fairly make about the Colts. I just like it better for the Texans. And look, going to Lambeau, Caleb Williams thing with Chicago. We'll see how both the Texans and the Colts and the league at large handles that and what exactly that looks like. But to me, the schedule, the beginning of it is rough for everybody in the AFC South, just a little bit more favorable, in my opinion, for the Texans. So I am excited, really, really excited to see that. He's John Lopez. I'm Brandon Scott. Figgy Fig rolling along on In the Loop. Coming up next, we play the hits.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.